This podcast series is brought to you by Jollibee. Bida ang saya.
Welcome to Jollibee.
Dito tayo, dito tayo.
Let's be safe, be happy.
Sa Jollibee na tayo.
Una ang ating safety. Sa Jollibee, alaga ka. Sa Jollibee. May safety steps dapat sundan. Bawat sulok tingnan, maya't maya ang linis niyan. Physical distancing, laging paalala. Bawat marker sundin, para safe ang lahat.
Dito tayo, dito tayo.
Let's be safe, be happy.
Sa Jollibee na tayo.
A very big thank you to Jollibee for making this podcast series possible. Don't forget to check them out and perhaps maybe order from them during this fine afternoon. You may also peek at our Blueprint website where you may purchase merchandise and see what else we have prepared for the remaining days of Spectrum 2021. I wonder what else is in plan for today. Let's find out.
Good day, listeners. Today is a fantastic day because we have our fourth episode for Revitalize. I'm Jana.
And I'm Abby, once again logging in as your host for this podcast series. Jana, I can't believe it. This week is passing by so fast, and I barely noticed it thanks to the enthralling fair activities held for the student body.
Right, me too, Abby. The activities this year are so enthralling. I'm so excited to see the variety show at the end of the week.
Speaking of activities, for this podcast episode entitled A Sustainable Salute, we will be discussing the fourth Paulinian core value, Christ-centeredness.
That's right. This core value focuses on being a good steward of God's creation. Hence, our topic for today is sustainable online shopping. Admittedly, I've been doing a lot of online shopping during quarantine, especially before school started. And it's crazy how much shopping online has increased this quarantine. Right, Abby?
Exactly. I also bought a few things for myself over the past few months. Although, I hope more shops would support environmentally safe products and packaging. From my experience, there hasn't been that many yet. I'm envisioning the difference it would make on our production and consumption.
You know, it's very refreshing to see some leading shopping sites take initiative against single-use plastic. But I believe we still have a long way to go with regards to this. I think one of the most prominent ways we can improve on this is making these products and materials more accessible, especially to those who wish to invest in them but can't afford it because of the high prices they're often retailed at. And for sure, our speaker for today would also like to express their opinion regarding this matter. So, let's let this episode begin.
Elizabeth Hoyumpa is a Filipina manager under Strategy and Business Planning for American Express, a financial services corporation based in New York, but available here in the Philippines. She is also the leader of diversity and inclusion for their Manila site, steadily advocating for better social rules in terms of acceptance and self-identity. Aside from this, Elizabeth is an active member of our Global Committee for Pride Plus, fighting for LGBTQ+ rights in different places across the globe. With the help of experience, Elizabeth found herself significantly aware of the dangers of plastic consumption even before online shopping, and she encourages the youth to take urgent action against it. Let's all welcome and hear from Elizabeth Hoyumpa as she delivers her introduction. Ms. Hoyumpa, what are some specific instances which invoked you to join your profession? How does this respond to sustainable living?
It's interesting how you worded your question in that I had quote unquote joined my profession. I guess I would prefer to say that I had built my career, and that I had made choices about my career that aligned with my interests and, more importantly, my values. So let me talk about my career journey. My first job was in research. I studied prejudice and bias. This job allowed me to feed my passion for learning. And then I particularly wanted to understand how to bridge division. After that, I joined the BPO industry, where I spent maybe 10 years of my life building a career in training and development. They say that when you teach, you learn twice. So I guess teaching was just a logical extension of my passion for learning. Teaching in the corporate space, however, gave me that additional bonus of seeing the impact of my training to the lives of my trainees in a measurable way. I get to see whether they're hired or not, whether they're able to improve in their jobs or not. I get to help them make a living. And when they earn that money, I knew where that money went to or what that money was for. And it was really to fuel their dreams, whether it's to, you know, put their sister to college, feed their artistic aspirations, et cetera, et cetera. So my years in training reinforced my belief that we're all channels of transformation, that our thoughts, actions, and behaviors impact the people with whom we interact and the communities in which we live. My current role is in strategy and business planning. So companies and organizations map out who they are, what they stand for, what their values are, and who they would like to become. My role is to ensure our Manila site stays true to our strategy, to speak up if decisions appear to be against our values, to call out if designs or processes prevent our colleagues from being successful. So I guess I have the exciting job of mapping out how things are connected and how each pieces of the puzzle contribute to the bigger picture. I chose all of my jobs based on my interests and my values, like I said. And I chose to live sustainably for the same reason. My job did not make me decide to live sustainably or vice versa. I think this is important to note because I believe you can live sustainably, regardless which profession you pick, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, you teach, you know, you're a street sweeper, you have the ability to choose to live sustainably.
Ms. Hoyumpa raises some very important points that we all should apply in our daily lives, and as well as our mindset and how we perceive sustainable living. To add on, it's a fact that a lot of people of different ages have been getting into that eco-friendly mindset, regardless of their profession. So I greatly agree with Ms. Hoyumpa that you can be a salesperson, a teacher, a student, or anyone, that does not hinder your ability to contribute to protecting our planet.
And a better planet calls for less plastic. Surely Ms. Hoyumpa would like to expound on plastic production.
Let's hear it.
Plastic is everywhere, especially in retail. Regardless of whether, you know, you purchase something online or in a typical brick and mortar setup. My education or awareness about the need to reduce my plastic consumption happened way before online shopping became popular. So I guess when I shifted to shopping online, I was already mindful and intentional about where I shopped. I shop mostly local and as much as possible from retailers or manufacturers who shares my value of sustainability. This is not to say, however, that my lifestyle or my life has been devoid of plastic. I don't think I've gotten to that point. Maybe it's possible, but I certainly have struggled in my life. So if I can't avoid the purchase of plastic, I oftentimes choose to buy in bulk, or I reuse and recycle as much as possible. If you come to my house, you will see a lot of these plastic repurposed as plant pots or made into eco bricks.
This is a reality that we can't keep on ignoring. Humanity really needs to face it. Plastic truly is everywhere, and its elements stay buried in the ground for many centuries to come. See, this is why change is very much necessary in today's world, because without it, there will be no fruitful tomorrow.
Wow, Abby, I didn't know you were one with deep words. With change comes the youth, and our current generations need to step up even wider down the lane of ethically sound living, not just in online shopping. Perhaps the biggest action we can take is to motivate others to revamp their ways and to question others' traditional processes when it comes to living ecologically. Sometimes, mentalities are meant to be formed, to be broken, and to be further improved on. I think one of the most harmful mindsets in our current generation with our technological advancements right now is the mindset that in order to be influential or to be trendy and relevant is to always purchase the newest things that come out in stores. Everyone's always expected to have the newest Apple phone, the newest AirPods, or the newest Nike shoes, or the newest Jordans. And even though these things may truly give you happiness and temporary bliss, but I really think that we need to eliminate the idea that we need these things to be seen as individuals who have unique personalities and traits. So the product of this mentality is that we are continuing to spend on things in ways that doesn't matter, and it's going to decay, it's going to rot, and at the end of the day, it's going to be landfill. It's going to ruin our planet, even though it had no actual value in our lives.
That brings me back to the time when I truly saw the difference is upbringing in families. Some believe in the power of acting against climate change, and others do not. It makes me question, however, the reason behind not informing your children about climate change and the altering effects humans are imposing on it. Which is why I'm glad that more people today are being drawn to changing their old mentalities, which can be a really daunting task for the sake of our environment.
I agree. Since we live in a fast-paced world with our technology, where people can freely express their opinions. However, what makes an opinion a proper one? When does it become a solution or a threat? Most importantly, how can we solve problems without invalidating others?
Luckily, our speaker has a prime opinion on how to resolve issues and ways to respect it.
I find it's far more effective to involve people in creating solutions than it is to figure out a solution on your own and then sort of force-feed that into people so that they act or execute. In my job, when I partner with different people or different stakeholders in problem solving, I find solutions are sounder because we've taken into account more points of views, and that the execution is also more seamless. So I would espouse the same with our youth. Involve them in realizing that there is a problem. One way you can do that is by watching certain documentaries. There's so many on Netflix now. I would recommend any documentary from Sir David Attenborough. Use those documentaries as a platform so that you can start discussing, listen to them, co-create solutions with them. And I guess more importantly, when you do come up with a solution, support them and really see those solutions through. Myself, when I talk to the youth, I'm oftentimes inspired because they're just full of drive, energy, and hope. So I think the question should be turned around, and instead we should ask the youth, how can they encourage us, the more mature ones, to make more sustainable choices?
I really liked how Ms. Hoyumba has also emphasized on how open-mindedness from different generations and mutual understandings of each other's drive and passions really can bring upon a more collaborative and welcoming space. Additionally, this makes it easier for us, the younger community, to channel our thoughts on sustainable living and the well-rounded effects it has on us.
I like that detailed explanation of yours. You know the part where Ms. Hoyumba also recommended to watch some influential documentaries on Netflix? It's clever how information about sustainability is being spread out more than ever. Have you heard of the recent saving of the Arctic Circle, Jenna?
Oh, of course. I was actually one of the 3 million signatories for the petition to save the Arctic.
Whoa, that's so inspiring, Jenna.
Thanks.
Just like you, I'm sure many other people and Polinians alike have signed the petition. Since we're in the topic of doing our part, let's hear from our speaker on what they have to say on being a responsible online consumer.
I would prefer to focus my answer on the consumer. It's so easy to shop online that it makes it easier for us to purchase stuff we don't need. So I guess that's the biggest flaw, the barrier to making that decision of adding waste is low. It's a click of a button and you have another lipstick that you will probably use 2 times and then forget about. And then you're going to purchase another lipstick, the new shade, use it a couple of times and then forget about it. So I guess if you really want to make a dent, start with reviewing your own choices. Look around your house, how many of the items you have How many of the items in your house have you used in the past 3 months? Do you really need all of them? Gather all of the things that you don't really need and maybe find homes for them. Because you see, even if you purchase fair trade, organic, and local, if it's something that you don't need, you're still just adding waste to our environment. So I guess the biggest flaw is it's still consumers and our consumer culture.
Wow, that really speaks to me. So many times that all of us, especially when we're shopping online, where we just see something and we're like, oh my gosh, I want that. And come to think of it, there are so many instances wherein customers keep that buy and buy mentality instead of the buy and use the mentality.
I definitely agree with you.
I'm glad we're on the same page here, Jana. There was this time when I liked collecting stickers back in grade school, but in reality, I would just end up using some of them. And just like that, I realized that I needed to change my ways. Kasi kung di naman kailangan, especially when we already have it. Wag na bilhin. That's one of the biggest downfalls as a buyer. We always come up with the what ifs.
In what sense?
Per se, some buyers think that they need to satiate their want to buy more of the same product. Like Ms. Huyumpa stated, why buy another lipstick in a close shade when you still have a current one?
I see where you're going, Abby. Great point. Actually, that got me thinking. Sellers display their products on a certain platform, am I right?
Exactly.
So, what if these online platforms act as a competent role model for these sellers?
Good idea. You know, that brings us to our next scenario. Ms. Hoyumpa, suppose you are in a meeting proposal with the CEOs of one of the biggest online shopping platforms here in the Philippines. What initiatives would you suggest for them to better their role in improving the environment?
I think it's okay for me to assume the CEO of the leading online shopping platform in the Philippines would be more knowledgeable about retail than I could ever be. Again, I don't think I should be doing any proposing, but instead, I should engage them in a discussion. And again, like I mentioned earlier, co-create solutions with them. But if I have to propose one thing, I'd say they should probably establish a baseline, measure their carbon footprint, and then take it from there.
That's a very eye-opening point, Ms. Huyumpa. I see how you would rather engage in an abundant discussion rather than a proposal, which indeed makes sense. And yeah, I very much agree that lessening carbon footprints veritably holds a substantial role in saving the environment and in leaning towards sustainability.
Our speaker also explained that these leading shopping platforms must focus on establishing their baseline. Hold on, I'm trying to revive my inner e-commerce knowledge. Aha, I got it.
Oh, what is it?
This means that a corporation must know their standards and know their objectives as one body. That said, leading online shopping sites must up their game because their objectives must fit environmentally and not just economically. Is this correct, Jenna?
So correct, Abby. And to add, these platforms must implement sound rules and policies which every seller and buyer agrees on to ensure lesser plastic waste. I actually have one idea regarding this.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Online shopping platforms could have a warning notification feature whenever a buyer buys the same product from a different brand within 3 weeks. For example, a buyer has already purchased a jacket or sweater, then they decide they want another one, which isn't the most sustainable decision, so the platform notifies them that they have already purchased a pencil case within the past 3 weeks.
Jana, I love how we think alike. I was thinking of just the same thing. Wow, that makes so much sense. It would make the buyer think twice. No, even thrice before buying. Saves time and money.
Right, you are. But back to us buyers, I just have one question though. How can an online buyer be more righteous in choosing an organic and non-polluting business? Let's ask our speaker.
Let's veer away from using the word righteous. I just find this word to be lacking in compassion. And if one wants to bring people along with you for your cause, one certainly shouldn't be devoid of compassion. So let me rephrase this question into how can an online buyer be more mindful in their consumer choices? Number one, really think about whether you need to buy something new. Can you make it yourself with the items that you already own? Can you borrow it? Can you lease it instead? And then number two, if you absolutely must buy something new, review the supply chain. the less energy expended to make that item and get it to you, the better. So buy local and as close to the producer or manufacturer as possible.
Wow, Ms. Hoyumpa shared a lot of tactics. The words buy local really hit me. I love the idea of buying local, seeing pride in Filipino workers, and knowing that this certain product originated from the country where my roots are. Moreover, it lessens the carbon footprint of delivering items overseas or through air. It boggles my mind, Jana, on how, let's say, a necklace must go through so many processes just to reach the destination, which takes a toll on transportation.
Me too. That's why I feel so inspired by Ms. Hoyumpa right now. How we are being motivated and impelled to buy local, which is so much safer, right?
Totally. Buying local also benefits our economy and boosts small businesses. Imagine a world where we collectively did this. We would be so much more efficient and effective. I'm equally interested in making it happen and in this episode today. It has been so involving and beguiling. I hope that our listeners have learned a thing or two of our episode topic today. It truly was, as I quote, a sustainable salute. But hold on. You thought we were going to say goodbye that fast?
Before we end, we hope you listeners do a thorough recap of the alluring points made today by our dear speaker, Ms. Elizabeth Hoyumpa, and the points made by Abby and I. That being said, please do your part in saving the planet by signing petitions, lessening your carbon footprint, and by supporting local.
Speaking of local, what's your favorite local fast food chain, Jana?
Of course, our all-time favorite since we were kids, Jollibee, Bida ang saya. Ay nako, Abby, you're making me hungry right now.
Don't you worry, Jana. There are three easy ways to have your favorite Chicken Joy, Yum Burger, Jolly Spaghetti, and other Jollibee treats delivered at your doorstep.
Exactly, partner. I've ordered from home so many times now that we're stay-at-home students. So, you know what, Abby? Enumerate the three easy steps.
Gladly will. First, we have the iconic hashtag 8700 Jollibee Delivery. And of course, you also have the option to order at their website at jollibeedelivery.com and their newest Jollibee mobile app. Ooh, I'm excited to order now. To our listeners, order na rin kayo and satisfy your Jollibee cravings.
Also, once again, check out our SPCP merchandise. You may access this through Paragon, the official Spectrum 2021 shop. You can even buy matching shirts and masks for you and your barkada. Don't miss the moment.
But if you're more of an activities person, don't you worry. Check out Blueprint, the official Spectrum 2021 website, cooking up some spicy events for you.
And what's Spectrum without our annual talent show? Tune in to Cyberspace, this year's talent show happening tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. But of course, we're all looking forward to the variety show as well, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. that same day. So make sure to mark your calendars. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I've seen the list of performers and I can't wait to see what their numbers are gonna be.
Okay, we have said so much already. Once again, I'm Abby.
And I'm Jana. And we are your hosts for Revitalize. See you in tomorrow's episode.
Goodbye, dwellers from the future.